Feeling any? Stay warm, tropical air.
Welcome to the Creepy Basement Show, episode 312, starring Rich Duncan, produced, performed, and written by Rich Duncan, with music by The Foo Fighters. This is episode 312, the last episode ever from the mainland, with co-host Ernie Hill, now with AI. Listener discretion is advised. This content is offensive and explicit and is neither work or child friendly. The opinions expressed here are that of fictional characters. Therefore, the situations contained within are fictitious as well. Now, here is the star of the show, America's favorite dick, Rich Duncan.
Hi there, and welcome to the Creepy Basement Show, episode 312, a very special episode of the Creepy Basement Show. Oh, thank you to Dirty Dances. Thank you to our studio audience. Thank you to you. Hello, sir. Say hello to my co-host, Ernie Hill. Ernie Hill, how the fuck are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. You know why? Because this is a very special episode of the Creepy Basement Show, Ernie.
Yeah.
I know you know why.
Oh, yeah.
Should we let the pussy out of the satchel? The cat out of the bag? The mouse out of the trap? The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup out of the culo? This is the last episode of the Creepy Basement Show for now, because it's the last one from the mainland, because in about, what is it now, Ernie, 8 days?
Somewhere in there.
My ass is leaving this pitiful fucking life behind and moving to Puerto Rico. That is right, I'm becoming a Puerto Rican. The management of the Creepy Basement Show would like to remind you that all the content here is fictitious and Rich is stupid as fuck. So, since we've reminded him of things they already know, Ernie, welcome to the show. I'm Rich Duncan. He's Ernie Hill. Oh, Ernie, are you happy?
Yeah.
Yeah? You want some free stuff?
Yeah.
Welcome to the show. It's episode 312. I'm Rich Duncan. He's Ernie Hill. AI is here. I don't know how much that's actually going to play a part into it. I really don't. I don't. Anyway, we're just doing this because we just need to wrap some shit up, right, Ernie?
Yep. Oh, wow.
Like, all of our parents should have wrapped up our penises. Their penises. I'm buzzed. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Consume. All your finest recreational marijuana needs right down the street. Right, Ernie?
Yep.
Unless you move to Puerto Rico, and then it's 2,400 fucking miles away. So, yeah. So, welcome to the show, episode 312. The last show from the mainland, because I'm going to Puerto Rico. I've warned you. It makes it sound like I'm, like, ditching my life and not, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I told everybody I was going. I just don't think anybody listens to me. Because I've been saying since the fucking minute before I even left there, I was like, I'm coming back and I'm going to live here. Because I ain't dying here in St. Charles, dude. My whole life, since fourth grade, or, like, third grade, I haven't lived more than 2 miles away from Randall Road.
No.
Whether all the way up in Wisconsin or the way in, way down south in Aurora where fucking Randall Road ends.
No.
My whole fucking life, right here. And why? It sucks here.
No, I know.
I mean, it's not the end of the fucking planet fucking slit your wrist fucking bad, but it's not fucking nice. I mean, it's pleasant. But it's not paradise. Like Puerto Rico. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers, the Dick Duncan Institute of Mental Health. Remember, if your life sucks, you can end it all in one shot. Boom! Or get my book, 101 Ways to Die Today by Dr. Dick, or call 1-800-DIE-FAST for help. Or you know what else you could do, Ernie?
Yeah, what?
You can say, fuck this life and move to Puerto Rico. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Zenleaf, Salerno's, Lundin's Liquors. Sorry, Dave. Sorry, Salerno. Maybe you should have thought about, like, how much you wanted me to work there before you decided to punch me all the time. I don't really want to go into that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know what I mean. right?
You've heard it.
Oh, yeah.
It's also brought to you by Dick's Discount Used Sex Toys. Ernie, are you washing them sex toys before we put them in a box and send them to Puerto Rico?
Nope.
You're not, are you?
Nope.
Are you sniffing them? You licking them? You tasting them? You trying them?
No, absolutely not.
Try before you buy at Dick Discount. God damn it, Ernie. Try before you buy at Dick's Discount Used Sex Toys. There you go, Ernie. Fifth chime is a charm. Shit, fuck. Eighth time is a charm. Shh. I'm good at editing. Thank you to the studio audience for being here. Dude, so many people came out to tell me goodbye.
Yeah.
So many people are going to miss me. They don't know it yet, but they're going to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I know that for a fact, because look at me. I'm a Puerto Rican fucking princess. Enjoy the song for now. We'll be right back. Right, Ernie?
Yep.
God damn it. Ernie, with all these notes, the studio audience is fucking bumping when I hear it.
Yep.
They're not listening to us. Brought to you by the car. They're not listening to us, obviously, because they're louder than us. And we have microphones. What are you going to do? You can't win, Ernie. That's the story of life. You can't win. It's like I told my daughter today. Life is regret. You're gonna regret stuff. But you know what? You know what I'm not gonna regret? Making the fucking studio audience a little quieter. There we go. Oh, this episode of the Creepy Basement Show. Episode 312. The last landlocked episode, Ernie. The next episode will be from an island. You know that? Where there's chickens and lizards running around outside. And bugs the size of my fucking foot. So, yeah, there's some things that... Whatever, this episode of the Creepy Basement Show. Thank you for listening. Please tell a friend. If you enjoy the plea... Shit. But I'd like to try again. No, but I have to. At least this one last time, right, Ernie? If you... No, God damn it. You could help once in a while. You know how to read, right? Thank you for listening.
What?
If you like the Creepy Basement Show, please tell a friend. Musical legal disclaimer. I'm just reading shit right from the script. The show makes no money, so I use the music out of respect. So thank you to the Foo Fighters. And what are you going to do? Be mad at me? Shit. God damn it, Ernie. You can help. What are you going to do? Be mad at me because I like your songs? Right?
Yep.
So exactly. It's the Foo Fighters. So for artist info, Google that shit. I think everybody knows who the Foo Fighters are, right?
No, sure.
The drummer from Nirvana that was fucking Courtney and Kurt and then decided with Courtney to have Kurt killed so that Courtney could suck Billy Corgan's cock. Long story. If you'd like to contact the Creepy Basement Show with conspiracy theories, ideas for the show, cum shots, cockhold fantasies, what else did I come up with? Compliments, complaints. You can do that at 1-630-943-5119. You can text, voicemail, send pictures that I'll give to Ernie and I don't know. Or email thecreepycrew@hotmail.com or thecreepybasementshow@outlook.com, which it's been like 6 months since I've checked the emails. So thank you for emailing if you did. And your opinions do matter. So keep sending emails and someday I'll get to them. But this episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Procrastinator Masturbators. It might take all day, but I'll get there. What spot did you bring, Ernie? God damn it, son of a bitch. This November, vote Dick Duncan. Dick Duncan for president, 2024, with his vice president, Kid Rock, or Kanye West. One of the two. So, Ernie, emails and voicemails. I don't give a fuck to you. It's the last show, I don't give a fuck. Real life. Oh, Ernie, real life is so hard. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by the Lots and Lots Abortion Clinic. I wish my mother had aborted me. But not all wishes come true. Not even for Puerto Rican princesses. Or Disney princesses. Or a Duncan Disney prince. Or a Duncan douche. This episode brought to you by Duncan Douches. Taste the clean. right? And it's brought to you by my meatballs. Eat my balls. It's also brought to you by the Show of Dicks. Ernie, for the very last episode ever, what do you think? Should we give the listeners the Show of Dicks? Nope, we're not gonna. Fuck you all. Ernie, for episode 312 of the Creepy Basement Show, what is this episode's trivia question?
I have no idea.
Me neither. What is this episode's date in history and famous birthdays? We don't give no fucks.
They don't care.
Entertainment, let's see. Nope.
Nope.
Don't give a fuck. News, I don't give a fuck. Thank you for listening. Please tell a friend. This has been the Creepy Basement Show, episode 312. The last episode from America. Well, Puerto Rico's still America. My brother keeps telling me I gotta quit saying Puerto Ricans and Americans because Puerto Ricans are Americans.
Yep.
That's already a leg up on a Mexican, right? This episode of the show is brought to you by... Ernie, what's the advice for the listeners of the Creepy Basement Show this episode? Episode 312.
I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Crazy Fox, L&M Cigarettes, Marlboro Cigarettes, Fireball, Bacardi, Pepsi, and Coke. The Miller Brewing Company, Satan, the Illuminati, AA, NA, SA. Yeah.
ABC.
That was last episode. It's also brought to you by the Dirty Dick Dancers. Oh, it says here the DirtyDickDancers.tv.com. Did we do that? I forgot. It's also brought to you by Billy and Billy's Meth and Vitamins. Remember, if you're going to do meth, take your vitamins. It's also brought to you by Dickie Dick's Candy Treats. You like candy, Ernie?
Never mind. I'm good.
It's also brought to you by Swift Dick's... Whoa, Swift Dick's Stiff Dick's ED Medicine. It's about time, right? Every podcast has a boner fucking medicine, so... Ours is Swift Dicks, Stiff Dicks. Okay. I don't get it. It's also brought to you by Hookers and Hoes, Bait and Boat Repair, El Taco Diablo, Bloody O'Stools, Rice So Nice. Rice So Nice. Pedro, The Pedophiles, Pizza and Daycare. Dude, these are some old fucking sponsors.
Especially Pedro.
I was digging through paperwork today. You know what? I got a blister on my finger. Because I don't have a shredder, and with just like leaving my life behind and running off to an island, like I didn't want to just leave like all my pay stubs around and shit, so I was kind of like manually shredding everything, and I had paperwork from like 2008 and shit. I'm still not done fucking ripping shit up. It's also brought to you by Cum Guzzlers. Oh, Ernie, I wish I had the strength and the energy to find the sound effect of that Cum Guzzler Dirty Dick Dancer. She's amazing. It's also brought to you by Delicious Dick's Deli Meats. You hungry, Ernie? Come down and get a foot long. It's also brought to you by Rubber Clit Sex Toys. It's brought to you by the Pirate's Booty, Ernie. It's brought to you by Three Dicks Pizza and Plumbing. Dickie Dick's Hot and Salty Swelty. God damn it! Dick Duncan's Hot and Sweaty Roasted Nuts. It's also brought to you by Slick Rick Slick Dicks for... God damn it, Ernie. This is going to be a much shorter show than I thought. It's just to say goodbye anyway. And to say, like, I'll be Tanner the next time you hear my sexy voice. I'll probably look like that fucking... What was that actor's name? Oh, I can't think of him right now. So never mind. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Tranny Town Liquors, Dick's House of Whores and Sluts. To go fuck yourself, sex toy company. Remember, Ernie, no one fucks you like you do, so what?
Go fuck yourself.
That's right. It's also brought to you by the lots and lots of Klotz Abortion Clinic. Ernie, don't let a $400 problem become a what? A
lifetime problem.
Lifetime commitment. 312 fucking episodes, dude. It's also brought to you by KY Jellies and Jams. Do you know that I'm kind of saying fuck it to this life and going to a new life, right? So do you think it would be easier for me to jelly or jam my fist up my old life's ass? It's also brought to you by Captain Creepy. Dude, we forgot so much about how we could, yeah, whatever. Captain Creepy and Crappy the Clown, they'll come back someday maybe. Probably not though, right?
I doubt it.
It's also brought to you by Lucky Louie's Lubes. Be lucky he lubed it. It's also brought to you, you know what I'm going to miss being in Puerto Rico? Native Americans. This episode is brought to you by Chief Licks a Lot of Cock Indian Casino. And it's also brought to you by The Harder the Wood, the Better the Wood, Peckerwood Furniture. And it's also brought to you by Corn Cob Porn. You know what that means, right? Corky's not here. You know why?
Huh.
I told him I'm moving to Alaska. So that's where he went. It works for me. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Uncle Vito's Loans and Beatdowns. You can work for and get beat up every once in a while if you want to. I know where there's going to be a free job. This episode is brought to you by Pornhub, YouPorn, Tinder, FireTV.com, Cam4.com, Grindr. What's the other porn stuff, Ernie? This episode is brought to you by Satan. Remember, no one likes it more when you touch your own penis than Satan. It's also brought to you by the Illuminati. In Scientology, don't believe everything you hear. Don't see everything you hear. Don't hear everything you see. And don't believe in anything, because nothing's real. Enjoy the song from the Foo Fighters here on episode 312 of the Creepy Basement Show. The See You Later Fuckers episode, starring me, Rich Duncan, and Ernie Hill. Right, Ernie?
Yep.
Fuck, I'm already done with this. You know as well as I do, there's not enough time in the show to let people listen to all these fucking wonderful Foo Fighters shows. So, dude, today I got up and I started packing everything and sorting through stuff. And I just want everyone to know and everyone to realize, because I have to keep reminding myself that, like, my life here is good. I make good money. I have a decent car, I have a decent place, I have lots of toys, I have lots of junk. And like, a complete empire of fucking shit, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And it's not bad. I'm not, like, moving to Puerto Rico to get away from the life I have now. I'm going there to make the rest of my life better.
Oh.
I've worked really hard my whole fucking life.
Yeah, I get it.
And here... like, I was trying to explain to my brother, living here is like, there's always something I'm supposed to be doing, and it's always like I have to go and do it right now, like that stressed out anxiety feeling, and no matter what it is, there's somebody in my way of getting it done. Right. Like, whether it's driving down the road and there's a car in front of me and I have to be someplace, like, get the fuck out of my way, or like, at the grocery store, you gotta wait for fucking eight people to fuck, you know what I mean? It's just like, dude, I just can't take it anymore. I need a slower pace here at the end of my life. That's all. And I have an opportunity to do that. It'll help him out. It'll help me out. Why the fuck not? I mean, except for throwing away $100,000 worth of guitars and electronics and stuff.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
when it was all new, it was a lot. I'm just kidding. Anyway, there's a lot of junk that I'm just leaving behind, but... how much shit do you really need?
Yeah.
I just want peace and quiet and to relax for the last, let's say, 5-10 years of my life. That's all. I'm tired of the fucking high-pressure rat race, fucking... getting in my car and feeling bad that I have a Dodge Dart and the neighbor has three fucking Teslas that fucking drive around out there by themselves and shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't care anymore. I want to just go sit on a fucking chair and look at the ocean and let a lizard crawl on my thigh. And, you know what I mean? That's probably about all the action I'll get there. But that's about all the action I get here too. I'm going to miss Kitty. So if you like my cat, you can contact the show at 1-630-943-5119, because like five people have now been like, I'll take your cat, then I won't take your cat, and then like my daughter that never talks to me fucking contacted us and was like, oh, I hear you're bailing on to go to Puerto. I'm not bailing on shit, bitch. Like, that's what I want people to know. It's, I'm not bailing, I'm not running away, I'm walking away and saying, you know what, fuck it, I'm tired of it. Like, there's no, all this, like, I was thinking about it today when I was, like, packing up the living room and shit, like, this place has a lot of really good and a lot of really fun times in my head, But there was also the time that I was like suicidal and didn't know how I was going to fucking pay my bills. I was sober and fucking going to therapy fucking twice a day and shit. You know what I mean?
No,
there's a lot of that in here too.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just time to fucking go.
No, if I could,
I'm going to miss you. I'll miss Kenny. I miss being so close to the kids, but I talk to my kids more on fucking Facebook and Snapchat than I do in real life. I can do that. I can move to fucking Ukraine and fucking talk to them as much as I do.
Yeah.
And then, of course, now my older daughter, the one who never talks to me, is reaching out to me and acting like I'm deserting her. I haven't heard from you in 2 fucking years. Now you find out I'm moving to Puerto Rico and you want to be best friends? And then calls me or asks me, oh, not to be rude, but can I have some of your stuff? Sure, take it all, bitch. I'm about to fucking pour gas on all that shit, just lit on fire and say, I don't know what the fuck happened. Must be an electronical short. But I won't, because I'm smart. But yeah, there's so little I'm taking with me. Like, those clothes over there, and these bags here, which I'd like to thank my buddy Gretchen. Remember when I went to rehab and Gretchen gave me that nice luggage? I forgot I had it when I went on vacation to Puerto Rico, but when I was cleaning out a closet today, I got some really nice luggage. So, I'm going to take that. I've already got clothes over there. Those are clothes that are going with me to Puerto Rico. Very little is going with me. And I will miss my studio shit, dude. I will. And like my printer, I got a fucking... I mean, printers don't cost shit really in like retrospect. But like, I've like never used that thing. It's like brand fucking new and I'm just leaving it behind for like Dave Lundin to fucking take and throw into a dumpster. And my $600 a piece fucking Carmen Verga fucking speakers and my PA system and this kick-ass Sony fucking...
Oh, like I said, I take all the electronics.
And the JVC one. And
hey, like I said, I'll take the electronics and I'll sell it for you. You'll get the money for it. So.
3 TVs and like 6 stereos and like... I just want peace, Ernie. And I think the listeners of the Creepy Basement Show will understand that about me, right? Like...
Yeah.
Life's been hard for me my whole fucking life. And I have an opportunity to, like... It's not like I'm not going to have to work. It's not like I'm going to have to not generate an income. It's not like I'm not going to have to buy the things that I need. You know, like... I can't take my fucking piano with me, but I can buy another fucking Casio keyboard at a pawn shop for $10.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, why would I let this empire of shit hold me from doing something that most people barely ever get the opportunity to?
Oh, I totally get it, man.
So it's not like I'm going there to retire, but I'm going there to die. You know what I'm saying? This episode of the Creepy Basement Show is brought to you by Happiness. If you have any, hold on to it, because it's fleeting, motherfuckers. Speaking of which, it's a weird new year, dude. This time next month, I won't be here.
Oh, I know.
This time next month, I'll be fucking sitting on my brother's porch, looking out at the fucking ocean with him, shooting the shit and watching funny YouTube videos. It kind of feels good. I don't get a whole lot of feel good in my life, you know what I mean? And this feels good. And it's like I told Kenny today. It's kind of like when I was having that mental breakdown and that manic, like, really bad episode right before Kenny left where I tried to go to rehab, remember? And I had all my shit packed and everything and I quit my job and I fucking showed up there.
Yeah.
And I was there for like 2 hours and they fucking sent me home. It kind of feels like that. Like, I just need to get away and fucking... take some deep breaths and get out from underneath this fucking like gloomy cloud of just life, you know what I mean? And just see the sun again. But it's not like going to that rehab and them saying, oh, well, your insurance ain't gonna cover it, so you're fucked, go home. Because there's no one to tell me I can't go to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And all I have to do is be determined to make it once I get there, which if I can make it here, with all the shit I went through and how hard I had to work to fucking make it work here for me and to hold on to this empire shit, I can make it work with much less and not have the stress.
No, exactly.
So when the show comes back, it'll probably be happier. I still have the YouTube channel, so maybe I'll start doing something on there. The Creepy Basement Show. YouTube. I want to go watch it now because those videos were bad, remember? I made like two of them. Yeah, they're not good. So yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you for being a fan of the Creepy Basement Show. Thank you, Ernie. Thank you for everybody who's ever been in my life involved around here. There's too many people to list, so I'm not even going to try, but you know who you are, and just because I'm moving away doesn't mean I'm not going to stay in touch with Facebook and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not leaving anybody behind, except my cat. I'm going to miss my kitty. I do love Princess Kitty. You know that.
Yeah.
I've never loved a pussy as much as I love my cat. And I loved my second wife a lot because she was my high school sweetheart. That was like the first pussy I ever had. Like where I could do what I wanted to it and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Ernie, I've had a good life, buddy. And it's only going to get better. This episode of the Creepy Basement Show has been brought to you by me, Rich Duncan, Ernie Hill, Duncan Studios. Thank you for listening. Please tell a friend. Remember the music disclaimer. I don't make any money doing this shit. It's just to make you guys fucking laugh and call me stupid. And imagine how big my penis is. Because that's what I imagine most listeners of the Creepy Basement Show do, Ernie. They sit there the whole time thinking, wow, these guys are retarded. I wonder how big their penises are.
Yeah, okay.
You know, no, special guys always have big dicks. That's what Corky told me. I don't know. Thank you to the Foo Fighters. Thank you to you. The show will be back soon. I wanted to go for 3:15, but I just can't. Thank you to Studio Audience. Thank you to Dirty Dick Dancers. Thank you to all of the sponsors of the Creepy Basement Show. Ernie, do you know what an honor and a fucking blessing it has been to do the Creepy Basement Show with you for as long as we have?
Oh, yeah. That fucking, same here, man.
That retard in there napping because he's fucking 30 years older than us, even though he's 5 years younger than either one of us. Thank him for being on the show. Thank you to everybody who's ever been a part of the show. Or for being my friend or supporting the show or coming up to me and being like, oh, the show is weird, but I like it and it makes me laugh. And just thank you. And I'm truly grateful. And like I said, I'm not running away from this life. I'm just making it better and leaving a bunch of shit behind. So God bless. I love y'all. May the aliens bless you with fucking the ability to fucking ejaculate with your mind or whatever. AI, I hope it doesn't kill you all. But if it does, I'll be in Puerto Rico, so it'll take longer to get there. I think they're still listening to fucking Menudo and fucking Debbie Gibson there, but whatever. I have an iPod and shit, so we're good. Thank you, Ernie. Like I said, it's been really fun doing the show with you for as long as we have.
Yeah.
It's just stupid, and we know that, right?
Yeah.
How often do we finish doing the show and I look at you and I go, Family Guy, American Dad, The Simpsons. Same fucking stupid jokes over and over again. There's no content here. It's just fun for us to do because, I mean, what else are we going to do? Ernie's not musical. You know what I mean? It's not like we're going to sit around and fucking play ping pong.
Yeah.
So this has been something for us to do that we enjoy doing as buddies. And that's pretty much it, what it is. It's like, you and I are the 65-year-old Beavis and Butthead.
Yep.
And I thank you, Beavis. Oh, wait. No, I thank you, Butthead. Because I don't want to be Butthead. I mean, am I Butthead? Are you Butthead? If you...
Fire, fire. I don't know why all my stuff burned up.
It's cheaper to burn stuff than it is to fucking throw it away. I mean, if you get away with it. I mean, if you live in another country when it happens... I wasn't even here. I watched MacGyver as a kid. Thank you for listening to the Creepy Basement Show. Thank you very much. I'm Rich Duncan. Say goodnight, Ernie.
Goodnight.
I didn't do anything with AI, but watch out for AI. Watch out for Scientology, the Illuminati. Protect yourselves. Prepare your souls.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. What else you got, Ernie?
Nothing.
I ain't got shit, dude. We're out. See you next time. Thank you for listening for all these episodes. If you've listened to all these episodes, I guess, right?
And you're a better man than me.
I feel like there's something I should say, Ernie, but I don't know what it is.
All
right, I guess it's just...
Not much more you can say.
Peace.
Have a good one.
Right? Thank you. Have a good one. Thank you for giving me something to do with my free time. See you around. I'll be back. Like herpes. Or him peas. Enjoy the song. Thank you guys very much for listening and all this time. Peace. Say goodnight, Ernie.
Goodnight.
You're supposed to say goodnight, Ernie.
Goodnight, Ernie.
He never fucking listens. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Yeah.